Now, always when I'm asked to give a word of testimony, I feel really very inadequate. I feel, well, it's an ordinary testimony. What much can I say about my testimony? But that's how the devil would have you to think. But you know what I'm going to say, friend? Every soul that comes to Christ, that's saved by the grace of God, is a soul plucked from hell. And I thank God for the miracle that he wrought in my life all those years ago. Now, I have to say, where do you begin? You begin at the age of naught. I was born as a young man in a little village called Kilnarry. And for any that doesn't know where that's at, it's just 3 miles outside of Maharaa. So I really am a country boy. Now, I wasn't brought, certainly at the start of my earlier years, I wasn't brought up in a Christian home. But I was brought up in a very hard-working home. You were made to work all the hours that God sent. My father believed in the hard work. And we were taken along to a place called, we called it the Moss, to cut peat, to put it more politely, for the winter's firing. And then in the winter time, that was all summer, that went on. And you were taken in the morning at 7 o'clock and you were kept working all day, maybe 5 o'clock in the evening. Any word of home time, well, we'll go shortly. So you definitely spent a lot of hours working in our home. And then in the winter time, we would have been sent and we'd have cut a lot of firing. We're well into that too. Years ago, you know, it's not like nowadays where you press the button. There was no such thing as oil heating. So, you know, that's gone back quite a bit. But brought up certainly in a hard working home. Not a Christian home by any means. But you were made to work very hard indeed, and to respect. That's something I believe that's lacking in society today. So, it was a small village, everybody knew everybody, and everybody had time for everybody. It's not like nowadays where, you know, if you stop somebody down the street to ask you time, they nearly walk on past you. But that's just the day and you and I live in. So, anyway, we go on, and my mother started to go to gospel meetings. And she kept going, and she took us along with her. I have to say, I heard the gospel from an early age, but I didn't take it in. My ears weren't tuned in. I thought I was okay. But we were taken along, and there was one night in particular, she went to a gospel meeting, and she came home, and she was... My mother had been a heavy smoker at that time. And my father, she came in anyway, and she never reached for the cigarettes, and he just passed the comment. He says, well, I suppose you've got saved. She says, yes, I have. Well, he says, we'll see how long that lasts. But glory to God, it lasted. Cigarettes were gone, and we were kept on being taken to gospel meetings where we heard the word of God. And you know, many nights I sat under it, and you know, I didn't take it in. We were sent to Sunday school. I heard the stories. I heard the stories of the Lord Jesus Christ and the miracles that he did. And I sat under good gospel preaching for many years. And still, I was outside of Christ. Till one night. And remember it as well, and I cannot find the date. I think I placed it somewhere, and I can't. But listen, thank God you're not saved by a date. The Lord knew the night I got saved. I was taken along to one Sunday night when the preacher, can't remember the text he used, but certainly I'll tell you something, he warned about hell. He warned about hell. And he told us about heaven. And you know, that night, I remember coming under a lot of conviction. And you know, the appeal was given at the end, and I couldn't put my hand up for, I was just a teenager at the time, and I felt I would be silly to put my hand up. But you know, I really wanted to put my hand up. And there was a battle going on in my soul. Didn't fully understand it. But from hearing the gospel message, I wanted to be right with God. That's what I knew. And that's what I wanted. And the appeal was given. I didn't put my hand up. And I really wanted to stay behind. And I did stay behind. Thank God I did that night stay behind. And I made my way to the minister's room. And remember, I came in and I was under deep conviction. Because at that point, Christ was dealing with my soul. And you know what else? The devil was dealing with it too. Do you know the wee word came? I'll show you plenty of time. What do you need to worry about this for? This nonsense. But you know, I felt I really needed to be right with God. Remember, I was under deep conviction. The tears came. And the minister, he reached me a hanky. I sat down and he says, "Well, what can I do for you?" He says, I said to him, "I really want to be saved. I know I'm lost." He opened the Word of God and he showed me from the Word of God how that I could be saved and how I could know that peace our brother talked about. And I thank God that night that I prayed the sinner's prayer and I asked God to save me as a young teenager. And I know he did. Because how I know that everything changed after that. The desires came for church, for the Word, for spreading the Word. And I was telling my family and everybody I met, I was telling them how the Lord Jesus Christ, he saved me. And I went on many years for that time. And I had a peace upon my heart. But then later on, that's why I sang Wasted Years. And that's tonight, and I'll explain it simply in this. I got a job and I worked for a few years in a bakery. And you know what it is when you get your own money and you feel, oh, I'm the man now. It's great. Everything's going well. But then I fell in with company. Now, I have to say this tonight. I can't really blame the company. At the end of the day, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make a drink. But I fell in with company, and it certainly didn't do me any favours back then, because very soon I was coaxed to go into a pub, clubs. I found myself going away from all that I knew and from God. And I spent a few years away from the Lord Jesus Christ. I say that tonight with regret. And those wasted years I can never bring back. But I thank God tonight I'm doing his work. And he did bring me back. Because the few years that I did spend away, I never had that contentment that I once knew. I never had that peace upon my heart because I always knew that I'm not right here. I'm living away, I'm living cold, I'm not living for Christ. And I know I should be. But I kept on going. Because the company was there. I thought the things of this world would give me some sort of satisfaction. But they never did. I, the next day, was as miserable as I was the previous day. After a night out, you know, you feel it lifts you. Well, the next day, listen, there's an empty pocket. And there's an emptiness in here. I knew it wasn't right. There was a gospel mission. Trevor Gallanders was at that time a missionary in the Macclesfield district. I started to go. I took some of my wife's family, some of her sisters. I took them along to the mission. We all started to attend, and the Lord spoke to me. You see, when I heard the old hymns like we sang at the start, it was down at the feet of Jesus. That day I found such perfect rest. And there I hadn't got any because I was living away from God. And I thank God he brought me back. You see, God, I believe, is married to the backslider. Amen. And I thank him that he brought me back. And listen, it's like this. I've served him ever since. But many times I have failed the Lord. You and I, every day we live, we fail him. But does he fail us? Never. Hallelujah. He says, "I will never leave thee, neither will I forsake thee." So Trevor asked me, he came to the house one night, they came and they had tea at the house and we had a wee sing-along. Well, he must have saw a wee bit of talent, I don't know. I'm not saying too much more than that. But he said, "Would you come, would you sing at a mission in Garva?" Do you know, the tent was full that night. And I said, "Trevor, I don't know, I've never sung out before." Well, I got up and I thought my heart was coming out of my chest. But I had got this real desire to do it. I thank God from there and then the Lord has used me ever since. He's used me down through the years. Now, you have to say it hasn't been an easy road because I have failed him. But I thank God there's power in the blood. There's forgiveness in the blood.
Amen.
And thank God he's only a prayer away. I came under an attack by the devil many, many years ago now about my salvation. How you see the devil never, you know, I'll tell you, he never gives up. Don't ever think the devil will leave you alone, for he won't. So we came under this attack by Satan, and it was this here. "Are you sure you're saved?" You see, he was attacking my mind. Are you sure?
Are you sure? You see, he did that from the garden from day one with Eve. Are you sure you're saved? But yes, I am. But you know, I started to listen to the devil and the lies of the devil. And I became kind of depressed about it. Because then he was trying to rob me of the peace that I had with God. But you know, there's a little verse in Isaiah 43. I have redeemed thee and I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. And I stood upon the promise of God. And I'll tell you something, dear friend, tonight. If God is attacking your mind, many times he'll come against your mind. But I'll tell you this, there's power in the blood of Christ. And all of God's promises are yes. And you know, I found that promise and I stuck to that promise and I have plodded on with the Lord Jesus Christ. I've saw many souls come to Christ through the ministry and song and through the word. And it has been just a privilege to serve the Saviour. I wish I could take the wasted years and make them right, but I can't do it. But that's a word of encouragement tonight. Listen, never let the devil think that he's won the battle, because Christ has given you and I the victory. God's promises to you and me, they stand forever sure. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he not said, and will he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and will he not make it good? And I have had the privilege of seeing souls come to Christ. And I'll tell you something. There's a peace in my heart tonight that I know the world couldn't give me. And the world is not able to take it away, because I have peace with God. And that was just simply a bit of background about how the Lord saved me. How the Lord brought me back to himself during those years that I had gone away from him. I thank him tonight. He has stood faithful. And I just want to serve him. And I trust tonight these few words will indeed encourage and lift your heart. If you're feeling cold of heart, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look in his wonderful face. The things of this earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. God bless.